Where's a proper nightclub?
I'm really enjoying the Athletic Bar and Social.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I love it. And I'm really loving
Pink. I like the basement downstairs.
Yeah, but they closed that off since of COVID.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That was the best part of it.
It was the bomb. You felt like you were in like Germany with some underground like 1920s jazz club. And I'm like, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
But no, it was, I'm really enjoying Pink because straight men ain't shit. In
yeah, yeah, yeah. Straight men ain't shit anyway.
Yeah, but that's true. But straight men love feeling like they are the shit.
Yeah.
There they know it.
Can
because
confirm.
They're a bartender in a pink speedo. They know
it. I have made it. Yeah.
Rock so, bottom.
You know, it's really like everyone's there is properly there for a dance and it's like an older crowd so you know the gays are just there for a fucking drink yeah. and a little squirmel in the bathroom.
Hey!
Like,
hey,
line of coke.
Look, drinking a squirmel is a nice night for anyone.
I've got
sounds like a night in Amsterdam. Like a smoke in the pancake.
Red light district, but yeah, we call it pink candy.
Mm. Pink candy, wow.
Okay, so what is this podcast called? I don't know details. I just saw someone who said they want to talk about film, and I'm like, I'm here.
Okay, we are called Bioscope Brasa.
Mm-hmm.
Bioscope.
Bioscope Brasa.
Yeah, so I don't even know. Bioscope was a term for old cinemas.
Okay, yes.
So when we were a kid, we used to call it, we're going to the bioscope.
Okay.
Some generationally, a lot of people still call it the bioscope.
Yeah. Cool. Colored people is what you're trying to say. Yeah, my dad calls a fucking TV a built radio. So we out here.
The wireless. Ooh. Put the wireless on, you guys.
Bioscope Brasa.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa presents Lumming with the Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa who love talking movies and cack talk to a special guest about movies and cack.
Because we do have friends.
Supposedly.
At least five now.
Yes. My name is Ross.
I'm Jody.
And I'm...
You're not supposed to talk yet.
Damn it, Cassidy.
God damn it, Cassidy.
We'll fix it in post.
And I'm Cassidy. Okay. Sorry, was that the intro?
No, Jody has to give your intro.
Okay.
But to
all
be fair,
of this was
we didn't go through this. So
yeah, they didn't walk me through.
That's on
it
us.
It was in the attachment to the email.
Listen.
email. It's surprising that you didn't read the email, but you're fucking sitting here anyway.
It's your life work.
Yeah.
Email, shmeemail. It's all about a DM these days, isn't it?
But let Jody do your okay. He wrote something special.
This is
special.
The only reason that I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. This bit and then I'm
and because you wanted the brasa. Don't play yourself too low like that, my friend. Yeah. You see, my friend.
Thank
so
you.
So sick.
Today on Bioscope Brasa, we have actress, screenwriter, director, content creator, the amazing, the incredible, Cassidy Nicholson.
Wah, wah, wah. That sounded a
that's
little bit
what
more
you went with.
That sounded like a
it really did.
In my head, I imagined the trumpets with Jason Derulo vibes. Mm. Dun, dun,
do you want
dun,
me
dun,
to
dun,
edit
dun,
in
dun,
like
dun,
a different sound? Or?
I'm perfectly fine with it sounding like
awesome.
A really bad vibe.
Good, that's less work for
you
me.
You kind of settled on Charlie Brown.
I'm really, I'm out, Jim. It's just, it's a situation.
It is a situation.
It
but
is.
Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
It's we didn't think we would get you, to be honest.
No, don't worry.
That's
most
not, we've been. We've been keep them guessing. I love
humble
it.
Humble brag.
No, it's casual. It's out here. Every day I still like to tell my boyfriend, are we together? And then he's like, oh, well. And then I tell him bye, slam the door. So he doesn't know what to expect.
That's
am I
amazing.
Coming back? Mm-hmm. Did I pay my rent? I don't know.
Ooh, I should try that with my wife for 5 years.
Yeah. See where that gets you.
Are we married?
Are we married? Pah. And then she'll literally come back, your clothes will be in black.
No, I can't afford divorce. So
also, have I paid the rates or are we going to be disconnected?
We rent, so I don't pay rates.
Oh, God.
Pew, 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 pew.
That was the sound.
Is that what you wanted to do?
Yes, and my mind automatically said, fuck you.
My mind does that as well.
Yeah,
all
the
time.
But, thank you so much. You are actually way more involved in like film than people know, I think.
Yeah, I am.
You studied screenwriting and all sorts of jazz.
Yes, screenwriting, acting, and then, acting for film as well. I've done a lot of short courses within the film industry because, let's be real, film universities carcinoma in a leg.
Looking at you after.
No, I'm literally out here saying, like, if you want to get into film, you do not need to go to a university. You can do all of the short courses, which is what I did.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just, you know, self-taught in that, got a job as a casting director for very many years, went overseas, did that. And yeah, like, I work in the film industry, and that's how I've been able to become a content creator, because I know all
but
of
that's what
things.
People don't. I mean, you've got people constantly asking other people, like, how do you, especially on like TikTok, how do you get into the thing? And then they just say, just get into it.
Yeah,
go work on
it.
Set.
Yeah.
Make connections, talk to people. So you kind of do the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, look, I was in the industry since I was 8. My mom took
That's
advantage.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
are you mentally stable after all of that?
You know, I'd love to say yes.
We have an unreliable narrator.
You know? No, my mom actually, she was one of those where she's like, oh my God, my child is the cutest child ever. Like every other white parent.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everyone would look at her and be like, check here, your child looks like the Michelin man, but that's for you. And
was that you?
No,
you were there.
Both look at my arms. Like these, I was so fat. Those are my fat rolls. I literally had 4.
Is that leftover from your childhood?
Yes. I have them on my neck, on my arms, on my thighs. I was huge. Ooh. I was the Michelin man, like proper. Like, you know how you blow into a baby's stomach? People blew into my
stomach. Across someone with leftover
lines.
It's mad. So people would like blow into my like arm fat and my thigh fat. I'm like, okay, maybe that was like, that's why maybe I'm funny. Because that's like slight,
trauma,
you know, maybe that's like molesting.
Yeah.
Let me blow into your child's thigh fat.
So funny,
you know. Ooh. Yeah, was I molested and forgot? I don't know. So I that took a dark
turn. Fine, we always go dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Looking at you, Catholic Church.
So my mom basically threw me into the world because she wanted other people to validate the fact that her child was good looking.
100%.
You know, and then they really did take advantage of me. South African TV, you know, the broadcasting, South African SABC.
I think you have a good look though also.
Yeah, because you don't know where the fuck I'm from.
Yeah.
You're just like, is she colored? Is she tropical? Like, is she from Mauritius? I don't know.
Ethnic.
Is she tropical?
Is she tropical?
Does she have a fucking hula
skirt? Does she do her hips lie or not? I don't know. So it was a weird thing. And my mom threw me in. And then SABC was like, you know what? We're going to put her on Small Talk.
Mm-hmm. I fucking loved that show.
I did.
I tried to find the clip of you.
I think they took it off air because I think I hit my friend.
What?
Ah. Yeah. No, okay. Let me start.
Obviously, you've got a side.
I do. Mm. Which is the right side.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to talk to the friend after this.
Even the, not COVID. That's just me. That's, sorry. I'm out here drinking sparkling water. I was on Small Talk, and you know how they would ask the kids questions, and the kids, fuck all, they know nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, what's a lavatory? It's a flower. That's lavender, but same. So my whatever friend, colleague, I don't know what to call him. We were 7. He was answering everything. And then the host was actually like, Josh, are you going to let Cassidy answer this? That's why I have an issue with Josh's.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
fuck Josh's.
Strong Josh vibes.
No, we're
Josh
not for
Do you
it,
want
you
us
know?
To do a PSA or is that fine?
No.
Fuck you, Josh's.
You guys,
also, that specific so, Josh.
Yeah.
You know? He was a real piece of shit. Yeah. And then basically the host was like, Josh, are you going to let Cassidy answer? And I turned around and I said, yeah. And I hit him.
Nice.
Yeah,
so and that was the answer.
Yeah.
That was the answer everyone wanted.
Yeah.
It's you to eat Josh in the back.
So I was like, yeah. So then that happened. And then I did a few more things for SABC. And I just knew that I loved it. And my mom really backed me because we went behind my dad's back. And we were like, look, how are we going to bunk my eco's freedom? How are we going to bunk? And then she was like, look, I heard through the grapevine that Disney Channel is having auditions.
Hey.
I went and I got the gig.
Shit. So, well, yeah. You were on Disney Channel as well.
No, it was the producers of Disney Channel. So they kind of like go and scout kids and whatever. And then you go and do whatever like courses and stuff. So I did like a course with Disney Channel and stuff. So what a time to be alive, you know?
Shit.
So I've like done the things, been the rounds, and yeah, I just did it. I was just like, YOLO, you know? Peace out, Girl Scout. This is what we out here doing.
I'm really fascinated about the director part though. Because you know, like in a country like South Africa, we have strong patriarchal issues, and you coming onto a set as a young woman doing the directing gig. What's that been like for you, and like how have you stamped your authority? Because
I think it's a weird situation. So when I was in acting school, a lot of the time my teachers would say, because I had a very strong, like I was that kid who told my other friends, like, the sun goes in the right hand corner. If you draw the C without that little Mm-hmm. I don't want to know. Mm. So I was a very like bossy kid.
How did you have friends? After that?
They like question. Not doing the work.
Yeah, but I mean, why stick with you? Is my like?
I just feel like I had good energy.
I feel like maybe they were scared to leave.
Yes, there it is. You know, Dynamite comes in small packages because she's Josh can attest. Josh can attest. Yeah, so I was like a very like I knew what I wanted kind of kid, and a lot of my lecturers would end up telling me, you know, love what you do here, live your life, do your thing, but have you ever considered directing? Because you have a very strong take on how you want it to look, because I'm very big on like aesthetics and the way that it's portrayed. And I'm very interested when it comes to psychology and how that plays off, because that, believe it or not, Brasa, is a massive play in most films that we see. So I'm like, I looked into all of that stuff, and so I kind of just started doing what I could, and it started with my casting director journey. It was kind of hand in hand with the screenwriter thing that I did. So, because it was screenwriting, producing, and directing. So I kind of started there, and then I got the casting director job, traveled, and that's how I kind of found what works and doesn't work when it comes to directing. And after that, I just started doing my own little things. So, yeah, I think you just got to find a way in which it kind of resonates with you, because if you, everyone's going to tell you in the film industry that it's always a hierarchy, don't talk to this person, don't talk to this person, and I'm just like, but now why? I don't care who they are, I don't Google them, I have no scum, like I will do what I want to do. And honestly, one of my lecturers told me when he was at school, he was just like, he and his friends used to get together and they just used to make their own things. And that's a lot of the time how it gets started. Is you get together with a group of friends, or you have something that you really enjoy doing, and you just do it. So, yeah, that was, I didn't really like go into anything where I was like, I'm the director and had people working for me. I just did my own things.
But that's the leap now. And I mean, it's more accessible than ever these days for people to just start their own shit. Which kind of sucks also, because you get a lot of caca.
I know.
But also, it's,
you're going to be a star, kid. You're not going to be a star. You don't have the fucking talent.
Yo, sorry, shit.
Yeah, people need to hear the truth.
No, they really do.
It speaks to like the fact that people think you do a ton of content and like really funny, great content. I mean, we both love what you do. But there's intentionality behind that. It's not that you are like, what am I going to do today? Start filming yourself and what I mean? It's like, that's not how this shit works.
No. So I don't know. So it like I always tell people, it started with me. You know, I always wanted to be an actress. I always wanted to be in the limelight. Like, hence, I can never ever let them finish a sentence. I like hop on, you know, before I hop off. I'm just out here. I like the sound of my own voice. No, be one of those. But
we're going to leave.
Don't worry. I'm the brother.
No, so plot twist. That's been you all along.
But I was chatting to my mom one day, and we were puzzling, and we were watching Art Matthews, that guy from Just Ginger, performing on his rooftop. And it was just, I was so enveloped.
Shit, I remember that. It's, you know, like,
I was so enveloped in what was happening, the numbers, and how, you know, everyone was involved in that like paranoid that part of their life. And so I was just like, you know what, I'm over it. How can this man, who literally his band, who make him or whatever, like, yeah, I think they also broke up, so he didn't need his band then. But anyway, it's like, he need, in order for a concert to happen, you need an audience. And he literally didn't have one. And he made one. And I mean, a lot of artists were doing that, regardless of the type of art that you did. And I was like, okay, well, who says that I need a whole film crew? Who says that I need an expensive set? And I, how can I take my toolbox and do something the same? And doing what it is that I loved, I actually realized it was never about me. It was about making other people forget for just 60 seconds and laughing and actually not taking myself too seriously, because I was like, the real victim in COVID times was not the people who were dying. It's the guys who used to take selfies at the gym. Like, what were they doing? They're living with their mothers again.
Yeah. You know? They are feeding a thought.
I'm just like, what is happening?
That's why I avoid the gym.
You know? Yeah. It is, because they're really struggling.
It's not, it's got nothing to do with exercise.
No.
So yeah, I found it like my main core was to make people laugh. And then after that, I remember social media was in such a weird phase where people hated it, because you would go on and you would spend, you'd go into that dark scroll hole and you would just
scroll
hate
hole.
Yeah, the scroll hole.
Damn it.
And you and
so
you
so good. I never heard that before.
And you would literally be like, I hate myself. Why am I not in Germany tasting beers and making a YouTube video where I get so drunk and vomit? That is brilliant. Like, how am I not being paid to do that? And I was just like, okay, well, you know what? I'm just gonna do it. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like,
it's fine. We're on the train now. You better fucking finish this.
I was focusing on the fact that this
is a typical Prasa issue in South Africa.
I'm like, ouch, I'm like, what? I'm hunching. I'm like the Hunchback of Notre Dame here. So what were we talking about? We're talking about...
No, it's the same thing because Jody messaged me and said, hey, do you remember that idea that we had talking about starting a podcast? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. In lockdown.
It was that.
Last year.
Yeah, exact same thing.
Well, that's exactly... Oh, we were saying intention. Just to like find something. It was like, you know, finding a joke, finding a way to not take ourselves so seriously. Mm-hmm. That's literally what it was.
I hate taking myself seriously.
Honestly?
That's when the depression happens.
That's really when it does. Yeah. That's when you just look at yourself and you're like, this is white influence. I only say that because once I told my colored dad, I was like, I think I have anxiety. Mm. Like,
yeah. Sure, pal.
It's like, go anxiety, those dishes. Nah,
it's the same thing. My father as well. Everyone's depressed now. Mm. All of a sudden. Mm. I'm like, it's not all of a sudden. We're just identifying it now, Dad.
We now know there are problems.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just finding, like, stop taking yourself so seriously. Find a way to do it. And also, my main thing was, whenever I talk to people, I say, find a way to make your shit PG, but in the least PG way. Mm. So it's like...
Yeah, because a lot of your followers are young, eh?
Yeah, so I found a way to, like, if I was going to make a joke. So how it started, just to, like, get a little bit more serious before we get fun, was the whole...
Oh, is this not... I've been...
This is the serious part. This is the introspective part of the show.
Whenever I start talking to people about...
Read the room, Ross.
She's directing us, damn it.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, because whenever I get to this part in, like, a podcast, people are like, oh, we're getting serious now? So, okay, so cancel culture was big when I started. And it still is big. I'm deathly scared of it, but I also don't give a fuck. So there's cancel culture, but at the same time, there was a lot.
it's a nice little line to walk on.
Good balance.
Yeah. Yeah. All about
fear and bravado.
Teetering.
But I was just like, okay, I kind of thought like a lot of people were doing like Black Sense, right? Mm. So that's something to play off of.
That is.
Everyone's doing Black Sense. And then someone actually said to this one TikTok creator who's doing really well at the moment was, how is Constantia Mom not considered racist? Mm. Everyone else is being canceled and she's not.
Yeah.
And what it came down to, which he actually put perfectly, like it was perfect.
He actually said,
well, true. But also he was just like, she's playing on a stock character. Yeah. At no point did I ever go, oh my gosh, my God, no, no, fla, fla. Like I never pinpointed any type of person. Mm. I played on a stereotypical person who we all know, whether it's our mom's friend or our mom, or that woman who's mistaken us who worked for
you. Didn't put a name to it.
I never. She doesn't have a name, you know? So she is so ambiguous. Mm. And every time she talks about a character, she never identifies them as a type of person. Mm. She just gives them a name.
Yeah.
And so that is where people are like, oh, I really like her. And others will say, well, how is she not racist? Well, how is she racist?
Yeah.
You know? And then I actually had a time where another girl tried to hop on the Constantia Mom trend, bless her soul. But she...
So you got lawyers involved?
You know? No, I just blocked her off everything. Would have been the Constantia Mom thing to do.
I'm calling the police.
I'm calling your manager. I mean, your mother. But she actually sent me a message and she goes, Constantia Mom's mine. Stop telling... Like, I was like, girl.
Yes, like...
Go.
I mean, there are dates on the post.
No, like, literally, people were going and they were like, Cassidy posted hers, and she didn't even go 1, 2, 3. Mm. I posted 1, 2, and then she made part 3.
Good. Wow. You already have a nemesis. That's when you know you made it.
So she was out here, and then that's why I got upset, because she was out here going off about how she beats her kids, how she has a black nanny, and I'm like, that is when cancel culture gets involved, because that is when you start giving like Constantia Mom, of course, she has other people looking after her kids. She doesn't have time to hit her own children. She barely has time to hit on her husband, you know? So this is what I'm saying.
Do you ever get tired of it?
I don't get tired of it. I get scared that other people will get tired of it. Yeah. I mean, I've been doing this skit since I was 7 years old. It's my mother. Yeah. You know, my mom will go, Cassidy.
Oh, that it is your mother.
Yeah, she will be like, Cassidy.
And how does she feel? Does she feel attacked?
She's asking me for royalties.
but you know what I like is that you just gave us some like Constantia Mom as though she has that. Mm. So I listened to, I think it was either one of the podcasts that you did or article that I did, but you spoke about how you do your character Bible.
Yeah.
Like Constantia Mom is not just you riffing.
No.
It's a character you've created.
Yes.
You've worked at this.
Yes.
And you know your character.
No, exactly.
So you can like switch it on and off when you need to because all you know time. Your character.
You know, and that's the thing. Because people are always like, well, why don't you work on these other characters? And I'm like, because you guys love her so much and you know her. And that's exactly it. I worked on this character Bible for ages.
Yeah.
Because I wanted her to be someone that was actually representing everyone. Mm. You know? Because she's definitely like the biggest compliment was when a black girl came up to me at a party and she was like, I absolutely love this character. And that for me, I was like, that is growth in a community when everyone doesn't feel like they have a representation, you know? So yeah, I've done the work behind it and everyone's like, I want to be famous. And I'm like, that's why you're not going to be, because you're sitting here going, I want to do what you do, but I don't want to do the work.
And she's such a good character. Like she's well-intentioned. She's such a sweet person.
She is. She cares
too much. I feel
she really does. Someone was like, you know, she's an idiot. And I was like, hey, you said it.
Not in the Bible.
I feel like idiot is a strong word. She has a sense. No Birkenstock product deals?
Let me tell you.
Do you have connections
there? I have messaged them. I have spoken to them. And they ghost me every time.
Fucking bastards.
Honestly, they do not realize the reason they opened their Joburg store was because people are like, Birkenstock.
Yeah.
Like, what? Honestly, I should be your biggest sales point right now.
That is someone a missed
came to me. Yeah, someone came to me in a store the other day and they said, you know why I love you? Because you actually are wearing Birkenstocks. I'm like, yeah, fucking live to
these guys. They're so ergonomical. Yeah, yeah.
They have real cork and they take, you know, they take the shape of your foot.
It's, ooh, yeah. Love it.
It's kind of like a fancy green cross. You know?
I actually bought a pair recently. I'm waiting on them to be delivered.
Trust me, they will never come off your feet. People want to make fun of me. I'm like, it's fine. Make fun. I'll slip a pair on your feet while you're sleeping.
So now we just need to get you that deal. And then you have your personal, you know, range of
Birkenstocks. I do. I really think Constantia Mom should have her own personal.
100%.
That honestly
sales.
She
just say, Chuck!
Yeah. Holly. Are you doing your homework? Oh my gosh. Let's be real. The real character of all just living in his world is Gunks. It's Gunks. I actually had a dog food store ask if they could use some of his content.
Oh, really?
They're like, we love him.
Seriously?
I'm like, yeah. I'm just like, you know.
Shit, you must get like a lot of like people reaching out to you. Like Jody, for instance. Who
yeah.
Like, randos. Like this guy. Who are you, randos? Yeah, but I read all of my DMs. So I can
seriously?
Set up.
Seriously? Maybe don't tell people that.
Yeah.
I do. Okay. But also, I also don't have any scar. I'm not replying.
Okay.
I Irish exit my real friendship.
There is no onus on anyone to reply to these.
I really don't care. Like, someone's like, you haven't replied to me. Yeah. I'm like, and so now?
Yeah.
The sky's blue. What are we doing? Saying facts that don't matter.
Shit, yeah. I do the same thing. I'm onto something.
You've been onto this for a while.
I've been onto this for a while. Just ignoring people's
and then people are like, you haven't replied. And I'm like, let me tell you how my brain works. I see it. And I know the type of person that you are. Like, I love you to bits.
Yeah.
Trust me, I do, depending on the day. Mm. But, like, I see your message and I go, fuck, it's going to take 2 hours on my day. I don't have 2 hours.
Thank you.
I'm like, put a pin in it. Mm-hmm. And then I lose the pin.
Yes. This is the best explanation of what I fucking do. Like, I love it.
I have all intention to get back to you.
Do you know when that's problematic?
When
you do a podcast with someone. And they blue tick you, and you just want to prepare. Like, that's all you want to do is prepare.
But it's the thing of this is
and the pins just keep falling.
Oh, God, is it me? I'm the person?
No, I'm the person.
Oh,
so
God.
I do this to Jody, and it's horrible.
All the fucking
but
time.
But I do it to everyone.
I know.
The only person I don't
feel
do it to
like
is my wife, obviously.
Yeah, because
yeah, that's the line. So. Yeah. Everyone else, though.
You know, my boyfriend was like, Dan was like, you should tell people, like, I'll get back to this in an hour. And then I tried that, and I didn't get back to them in an hour. Hey, I'll get back to this when I have a moment. I still have messages.
No moments have been had.
No moments were created.
But you've done some, like, cool shit. And I want to talk about, I put my notes wrong. I wrote Cave of the Caveman.
Clan of the Caveman. Cave of the Caveman.
The pilot that never got aired.
It was crazy.
That sucks,
guys.
Man.
I know.
And you were at the dinner with Ron Howard and Sacha Baron Cohen and all these people, and then it just nothing came of it.
I know. It was crazy, hey?
And did you think, like, this was my moment?
No, this was it. Like, I straight up only got my drivers 2 years ago because of that shit. Like,
okay.
My mom was like, nope. Sorry, why are you going to get your drivers now? You need to learn your lines.
You need to learn your lines. Proper
priorities.
Proper dance.
No, she was like,
Why do you need a license when you're going to be driven around in limos in America?
I mean, she's not wrong.
She wasn't, but she also was.
Also, just a touch of vicariousness.
But this is the thing. Yeah. Everyone's like, you're just living vicariously through. She goes, no.
Yes. So no, but moms do that. For my 18th birthday, I got a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, my mother gave me a Bible.
She hasn't given up on that.
What the fuck am I going to do with this? But it was called the Extreme Word. So it would have make it more accessible, I guess. They'll rewrite the Bible to make the language more hip and cool. It was
fucking stupid. What does that mean?
A lot of bros.
She also gave me a guitar. I had shown no interest in playing the guitar.
I think someone should tell her that musicians are the furthest people from Bible readers.
But I feel like she always wanted to do it, and she gave me that.
I'm still laughing at bro. A lot of bros.
You were going to play a character called Uber.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I read a bit about this character.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the Earth Child series. Mm. Have you read this?
It's a bestseller.
Jody reads everything.
Oh. Yeah,
not this, though.
Yeah, so fuck that.
Well, you guys are a film brasser. Did you watch The Croods?
The Croods, yes. Yeah.
It's that.
But this was like, on my research on the show, this was supposed to be like
the next Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
But then they associated with Lifetime.
So that's the thing. There was so much upping and downing with this. It really was. It was like, I was confirmed for 7 years. Like, that's why I never got any other work.
Damn.
It was mad. Like, my agent called me and she was like, you got the job. I went for like 5 callbacks. Yeah. They were like, it was so specific, the type of person that they were casting. There were only 7 of us, like the cast. Yeah. Mm. So it really was like the Game of Thrones. We had the best of the best crew all over the world. Like, going on to another season. After that, I'm like, all I do is suck my
This isn't clan quality.
These people don't know where I've come, what I've been through, where I've come from.
Oh, you know my name, not my story. You know, it was really like, oh gosh, humble yourself. But so what happened was Lifetime picked it up. And at the time, Lifetime was putting out some pretty fucking cool shit. Mm. But it was like docudramas, and they were like 4 episodes.
Yeah.
Each episode was like 2 hours or an hour, that type of thing. Mm. So Lifetime sees this and the potential that it has, buys it. They come here, they make the first episode, knowing full well that each season is going to have between 10 to 14 episodes and there are going to be 7 seasons, which have already been confirmed.
Yeah.
Right? So we go back, we send them the first episode. We have those meetings where we're like, we're talking to Ale and we're doing the table read and everything, and it was like all set in stone. And then we send over the pilot and Lifetime's like, what's this? And I think it's a pilot.
What is this thing we ordered?
Hello? Is this from Shein? What fucking shit is this?
Wish.
Yeah, exactly. So I think ours was 42 minutes, the first episode.
Okay.
And they were like, no, well, this is what we had asked for. And then we were like, well, I think there's a big miscommunication. And technically, it's never been canceled. It's just, it's still there to be bought. That's the thing. It's now just lambing there.
Well, I mean, you can't go back. It's been how long now?
It's been, gosh, I don't know. I'm bad at maths.
Yeah, me as well. I failed. Standard grade.
Oh, gosh. 2015 was when I shot it.
Oh, it's not too far. You still look good.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Although that is what the character looks like in the first movie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Have you seen that picture?
Yes, I did. No, it's mad.
Cuck, man, because listen to this, cuck. Uber is the character's name. And Uber became a woman when she was nearly 8 years old. And she was mated to Vaughn.
Nice. The fantasy novels do some weird like, shit.
What's up with that, bro?
You know what's so cool about this is that they wanted it, when they did it, they wanted it to be kind of real. So we had to learn a little bit of sign language.
Okay.
We had to be taught a whole new accent that didn't exist.
Yeah.
It was very like, we weren't allowed to use, we had to act, but without emotions.
Yeah.
Because they wanted it to be very real and primal.
Yeah.
So we couldn't like smile, because that's actually a sign of like showing your teeth. Yeah. And that's like, you know, how dogs
An
do.
An aggressive thing. Yeah.
Exactly. So it was very like intense. We had 6 months of workshopping where we were all taught how to actually walk like cavemen.
And could you?
I can still do it. I'll do it at the end of this. Stay tuned for the end of this episode and watch you walk.
Yeah, we'll put that behind the paywall.
Exactly. But that's exactly like what we did. And what it is, it's actually, it's like how all the people who rename themselves from like Amanda to India Sky now, who eat it Nourished on Wednesday at like 10 a.m.
Fucking Nourished.
Fucking hell. All of them, basically, it's like, they would know this, but you have your spirit animal. And then you have your clan leader who basically will mate two people based on their animals to kind of make them a stronger individual.
So your animal was what?
Mine was, I think, I think it was a beaver or some shit.
A beaver,
But double check, yeah. But yeah,
strong beaver energy.
You know, mad
strong beaver energy.
You know, but it was really,
fixing
really
dams.
Cool.
Yeah, fixing dams.
It was a time.
Must have been crazy. Right?
It was so, you know, just living, breathing, eating, sleeping in loincloths. It was.
Fuck, that's the dream.
That really was.
That's the dream.
With the Birkenstock.
No, we actually had soles pasted on the bottom of our feet.
I mean,
because we
on,
had
yeah.
to like be in like a rough terrain.
Where was it shot?
We filmed it on a set in Rabaul, but it was actually in mountains
love
and shit.
Rabaul.
Love Rabaul. Can you hear there?
Shout out Rabaul.
Shout out
Rabaul. I think we've got at least two fans there.
No, man. Come
yeah.
on.
With the two in Strand,
yeah,
that two in area is getting really filled out.
Some real traction. Real traction there.
It was mad. So we were there and we had to actually be like, they would say, oh, their temperatures are reading below average. You need to get them in the warm room.
Because holy
like,
shit.
Yeah, because yeah, we were filming in winter and they had to make it look like summer. And like, leather takes 3 days to dry, guys.
Yeah.
So it's like, I didn't wet myself. This is still wet from yesterday. It was a time.
That's the excuse I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not me anymore. I'm just like, he did it. Who the fuck is he?
Are we actually going to talk about them? We're going to try and talk about the movie.
Let's
we agreed
try.
To talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I love that it's very hard, and I don't know why we ask this question, but it's very hard when you ask someone what your favorite movie is.
Yes.
You very confidently gave me an answer like right away. Like, I've got a movie.
Yeah, I do. I could have been smart and been like, oh, well, I've done this one before and like come and whipped out all my things, but no. I actually wanted to do my favorite movie ever.
This is your favorite movie ever?
Yes, it is.
The Theory of Everything.
I think it's trash, actually.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Just fucking I've turned very Cape Tonian. Just judging you.
Okay. Theory of Everything. So this is the story of Stephen Hawking, an excellent astrophysicist student working on his research, who learns that he suffers from motor neuron disease and has around 2 years to live. Directed by James Marsh, starring Eddie Redmayne, Felicity Jones, David Thewlis, and a bunch of other people.
Mm. So give us a little why. Why is this your favorite movie?
Okay, so I don't know what it was. I was shitty at history, but films pertaining to real people that existed somehow just like I was obsessed. Like, I love anything to do with World War II. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed and was so intrigued with
Sharknado.
Steven.
Yeah.
That World War II classic.
Yeah.
big Iron Ziering fans in the studio.
Gosh.
Was that not a World War II movie?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Anyway, so to carry on.
Okay. Basically, I was trying to say I loved anything to do with Hitler, but Sharknado is right there.
We saved you on that one.
You did.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I just think he's a very interesting man. Look, guys, I wanted to be a criminal lawyer. I love like all my orals that I did.
Is she sure she doesn't want to be cancelled?
No. I'm intrigued with psychopaths, okay? With like weirdos and stuff. Yeah. I want to know how their brains work. So learning about Stephen Hawking and reading about him and then having this movie come out and it being done in such a raw, real way and having the best people on it. I also really enjoyed the fact that they didn't go for any really known actors.
Mm.
So you could actually watch the movie and watch the movie for what it was.
Yeah.
So I love that. And also Antonio Pinto is one of my favorite people ever to score a movie. So.
Yeah. I must say, the music was one of the highlights.
It was me. I downloaded that score immediately.
Listen to it before when you do your affirmations.
You know? Your journaling.
We've recently learned about affirmations, Jody and I. We have a confidence issue. So.
You have a confidence issue.
Yeah.
Okay,
so one of our guests told us to just affirm ourselves.
Mm. Okay.
You are actually choir man.
Have you been cool.
Have you been practicing? Yeah. Have you been affirming?
I've tried it and it just feels wrong.
Yeah, because you come from the colored culture. Yeah. They tell you, you ain't shit.
Yeah, none of that.
I know. I came home 95% once and my dad was like, what the fuck's this shit? 95%. You know, if you didn't cry every day doing maths with your daddy, you didn't fucking live,
man,
dude.
No, I'll never forgive my mother for forcing me to do maths. I didn't get my distinction because of it. Anyway. Sorry.
I feel like
the theory of everything.
Yeah, he needs to do more affirmation.
If you didn't know, we just went back to Russ's matric.
My bad, guys. Once again, theory of everything. I realized I haven't seen this film. Prior to this.
Oh.
So I watched it for the show, and I really enjoyed it. I don't know. It wasn't a matter. You know, man, like idiot. It may look so weird, in general.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I thoroughly enjoyed it, I must say, because biopics, I'm always weary of it. It's like the same formula that they go through, and it's like whatever. But I really loved the path that they took with this one, because it didn't focus on like, oh, he came up and then he had a struggle and then he overcame it and then he's a hero in the end.
Exactly.
It was that relationship with his wife, the struggles that they went
through. They focused completely. They're like, cool, yeah, he had that shit. Okay.
But they
made him a real person.
Yeah, I love
that. And they made it about everything other than his illness.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
What did you think?
For me, this movie, I have the same fear with biopics. It's that you kind of know, if you know the person, you know where the movie's going to end theoretically.
Yeah.
But then it becomes dependent on other things. So, like in this film, the lead actors, Felicity Jones and Eddie Redmayne, are incredible.
No,
like,
they really are.
So,
he won an Oscar for this.
So good.
She was nominated.
Mm.
Yeah, funnily enough, that year, the Oscars, they were the only pair of leading actors who were nominated from a film.
Mm.
So all the others were like best actor from this film, but not matching best actress. So they were the only pair.
And why didn't she win?
Who won that year?
Patriarchy.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I think it could have been that other one with that woman with the signs.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I think it
that
was
other one
been
with
her.
The woman with the signs.
You know the one, man.
Signs.
No, not signs. Where she like her son or something? Something happens to her son, so she puts up all of those signs.
Oh, three billboards outside.
Yes.
Oh.
I think she won.
Well, if she was competing with Frances McDormand,
this uncanny ability to fucking get the movie.
Yeah, Frances McDormand.
30 seconds partners. Yeah. I just want to put it like that.
I'm good with most people.
Yeah, okay. That movie with the signs.
Yeah. Yeah, Frances McDormand. If you're competing with her, then I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that's what the competition was.
Yes.
I stand to be corrected though.
But fucking hell, this movie was really good. It freaked me out how good he was at the deterioration. And they didn't film it chronologically.
No, which meant that he had to go from, like, you know, being at, say, 80% disabled to 60% and...
all for the shot.
Do you know how they did it, though?
Point. Like,
what do you mean?
They got the prosthetics department to make the... To actually...
Like a harness.
No, he asked... Well, I don't know if he asked, but it was an agreed-upon thing that they would actually start putting him in clothes that was too big for him. They would put him in prosthetics that was ill-fitting.
Yeah.
So he genuinely was actually... He was sitting as per normal, but the way it fit him made it look so real that was like how it was, and it was all due to prosthetics and costume.
Sure.
And I was like, because you know, I always say this, people always have a tell. That's why I love Johnny Depp, but I actually don't like him as an actor, because he's got four stock characters, and every single he plays a drunkard or a weirdo. You know, he's got those things that he does.
Yeah, that's right. Johnny Depp is fucking trash.
We're gonna get canceled. But it is this thing where I'm like, whenever I watch a movie, I always tell people, find the signs.
Yeah.
When you find a person's tell, you know that they're in character or not.
Yeah.
And so I found.
But can you actually enjoy a film like that?
I honestly, if you watch a film with me, you'll never watch it right. Bless you, Dan. Dan hasn't been able to watch a movie. Like, now he's like, I'm good at movies. He like says,
I'm good at movies.
He's like, wow. But it is like, I'm like, continuity error over there. Oh, listen to, like, look at this color grading. Like, I can tell you how the whole thing of the movie is going to be based on the beginning shots. It's mad. But I thought that was so interesting, because they genuinely took his ability to have a tell away, which is why it came across so real. Because normally, if someone's trying to play disabled, you know, and this is an acting tip for you guys if you do acting, never to play into what you are. So when you think about it, a lot of people, when they play drunk, they're like, oh my God, I'm so drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually think about it the opposite. What is a drunk person's aim? They want to be sober.
Mm.
So don't play drunk, play sober.
Yeah. Mm.
And I always say, mask, do your masking, play your opposites. So it was amazing. And I think he did that. And that's why it showed so much. He never played disabled.
Mm.
He played trying to be abled,
you know,
and he was just in a situation where something was ill-fitting.
Is that why Johnny Depp always wants to hide behind, like, makeup and prosthetics.
Tons of prosthetics.
Yes. He has the...
So he knows.
I think it comes to a point...
He knows his trash.
But it's become a crutch for him.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's easy for
Even
him to get
film.
Away.
I saw the trailer for his new film. It's
he plays a professor or something.
No, he's a journalist. He's a photographer for Time.
Yeah, Minamata or something.
Yeah, Minamu. Yeah, so
same thing.
Yeah, he's got like this beard and the whole thing.
But
to hide
I think his crutch is definitely makeup. But he has his stock characters. Yeah. Like if you think about it, Willy Wonka is very similar to Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, but
like
then
their personality
it's
traits.
Fucking, what's that guy's name?
Jack Sparrow.
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
You
him
see,
and Tim Burton.
So you know Tim Burton.
You know, but it's just like I can't find any similarities when I look at Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
You know, and watching Eddie Redmayne after this, I was just like so infatuated with him and how he is just as an actor, and going immediately from that and going into that movie where he played the first trans woman. And then even then I was like two completely different people.
Yeah.
And I love, it's so refreshing to watch people like that. And that's why I think he did this film so much justice. Also, I think Stephen Hawking's wife was on set.
It's based on her book.
But it was on.
And
she
he
was on
said
set.
He was quoted as saying it was broadly true.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Well, that's the one thing when you Google it, because I loved Stephen Hawking. I thought he was one of the most brilliant minds. I mean, he is, but you know, genuinely as a person.
That's right.
But
such a great voice as well.
But you know.
Distinct.
Funny how they made his voice American.
They use these because his voice is copyrighted.
Yes.
It's a copyright on it.
Yeah.
And he allowed them to use it.
Yeah,
they
got permission when he saw the first draft of the
film. It was so funny how she's just like, you know, as much as I loved him, he was a fucking misogynist.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's the one issue I have with the film is that I feel that even though it's based on her book, they kind of gloss over some of the what I would imagine were like him being difficult conversation. So like where the refusal of getting extra help, like that conversation happens, you know, again, it's a movie, so it happens over a very quick space of time.
Mm.
But they do also kind of like give us very little indication that he fought on that for a while.
Mm.
It's just that she brings it up once and then they kind of have a moment and then he decides afterwards, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
So they do gloss over some of his bad stuff.
Someone's video calling him right now.
Family. It said family. You just can't. You just put down on your family, man.
Vin Diesel.
If you learn anything from Fast and Furious, you don't
you
turn
never
your back
hang up
on
family.
Family.
Never say no family.
God damn it.
Also, do you have one contact just named family?
No, that's a group. WhatsApp group.
So VJ is calling you from one group.
Yeah, why would you call the whole group?
So if I had to guess, that was my father-in-law. Time to just have a random family call in the middle of the day.
What the fuck?
I love that journey for you.
I do not love that.
I do not want
that. And I'm going to have that conversation. So Jody just rejected the
That's what I'm saying. I love that for you.
That's what they're talking about now. Jody,
you know,
he's
going to call your wife or something and he's going to be like, Bo, what's wrong with him? Is he on drugs?
But I also read that where he is for science and she is for God type of thing. It wasn't as amicable as they portrayed it in the movie.
I can imagine. Because
he became, in his atheism, he became strong. That became stronger and stronger as he deteriorated.
Yes.
And he would actually look down on her
for
believing in God. Mm. And they didn't actually do some of that. Mm. So, but in terms of like biopics, I feel like
it's one of the better ones out 100%. There.
Yeah. I mean, compared it to that fucking Freddie Mercury one.
Do you guys not like it?
I fucking hate that
not
movie.
Again, though, this for me is...
Sorry, I always use extreme words.
It's fine.
So if you've got diplomatic, let him do
If you've got a good actor.
Yes.
So.
But is
Rami
he a
Malek,
good actor, though?
Well, look, Rami Malek
is
doing
the Freddie Mercury character.
Doing Freddie Mercury, I still wish we got Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, he was going to do it, but...
Yeah.
We got Rami Malek. I think that he was amazing.
She's met him,
in this movie.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know, what a time.
Ooh.
He is.
Yeah. Does Isla have to be worried?
You are so much better than this podcast.
Does Isla have to be worried?
No, she doesn't because I didn't know it was him.
Okay.
He's just so human that you don't like, because you can sometimes feel star quality.
Yeah.
Not that you don't feel it with him, but it's a very different persona.
Mm.
So you're just like, oh, okay, and you just got curly hair, you Jewish, you're from Sea Point. So yeah. Well,
which shul do you go to?
Am I going to see you this Saturday? Yeah. No, I didn't even know it was him until someone's like, you know who that was? I'm like, that was Sean Penn.
Damn. Yeah.
Sean Penn was asking me for a cigarette and I said, only if I can put it on my CV. Still to this day, I think it was the best rebuttal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He didn't take the cigarette.
I don't think Sean Penn
That's
would.
That's not on your CV. Yeah. Jody, to your point, that movie was trash. And I felt it because they lie in the Bohemian Rhapsody. It was a bunch of bullshit. Like, it was so. But this, I felt like they stuck quite close to the memoir, as close as they could. Because you know there's going to be sensationalism with someone like Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. I felt like the actors themselves, I think, were just a better cast.
Charlie Cox as well.
I think they were cast so. I didn't know
he was
well.
In this form, Charlie Cox. And he was so good.
Yeah. My one favorite character was actually his colleague friend.
The best
friend.
The
one who carried him up the stairs. Yeah. One of my favorite scenes.
But that guy was actually not a real person. That was a composite of various friends.
Yes, I know. They always do that. I really enjoyed that because I feel like it made him more of a person.
Yeah.
You know, and they used those elements and those things really well, and I just think this movie was cast better. So much better than so many other biopics I've seen.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you notice when people cast people for movies, it's either to sell the movie or it's for the movie, and this was for the movie. It wasn't to sell it.
Like Red Notice, for instance.
Ooh. Gosh.
Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Dog shit. But anyway.
We just sneak that in wherever we can.
Yeah, we do.
Like talking about theater of everything. Have you seen Red Notice?
David Thewlis as well. And I feel like his surname just perfectly describes him.
Yeah.
As his appearance.
Perfect.
Thewlis. And if you think of
he
Thewlis,
is Thewlis often.
But like some great like cinematography in this film as well. Some amazing shots. That one in the bath where he's hunched over and you see like his spine, and that it's so well framed and shit. Like there's a lot going on in this movie that I really enjoyed. Mm. But a bit too long maybe.
But I think that that's kind of perfect, though.
Is it, though? Time should be short.
Time is relative, though, you know?
You know, for me, it was perfect. But every time I do watch it with someone who's not into biopics like that, they are like, my bitch died.
Yeah, but can you share this? Are you able to share this movie with people? Can you watch it with someone?
No.
Yeah.
This was something, like, I have a deep love for Stephen Hawking and the work that he did. And so there's like a respect there. Mm. And so when I watched this, not really knowing who any of the characters were, I watched it and I felt deeply in love. Like, I cried almost every 10 minutes, whether it be for the acting or just for the composition of it or the cinematography or the way it was written. It was just a beautiful experience for me as someone who really loves film. It's the small things, the dancing and then the panning up to the fireworks so that you leave that
scene. That is a
scene,
beautiful shot, yeah.
You leave that scene feeling how they felt. Yeah. You know? So that was what I took away from that. Mm. And a lot of people, as I said, when people watch movies, they watch movies. I can't watch movies
anymore.
It's a
curse. Blessing and a curse.
We still have, like, I mean, we spoke about this recently, but like we don't really review or think of ourselves as like reviewers or... You know, like we
yeah,
watching
because
this
who
to
are
be
you
critical.
To review something? You know,
no, it's, I mean, you all people who are qualified to do it, but
yeah, get paid for it.
Yeah, they also get paid for it.
True,
by the way,
true.
Again, it's so hard to just to take notes and stuff, just in a film. Like I struggle with that because I find myself either.
Either fully engulfed in it or you are not. It's like
because you're making
you
notes
kind of have to go and do it twice.
But then if that phone doesn't pull me in, then that counts as a strike.
You know what I do? I notice if I grab my phone to go into the scroll hole within the first 10 minutes of watching, I know it's a bad film.
Is
because
it?
If I can,
what was the last one you watched?
Gosh, I actually struggle to watch movies. I watch series where I don't have to use my brain because I have to, I like the why I have the thing with the conversations. I know that I have to commit to something. So if I can't give you that commitment, I'm gonna watch something dead. But I actually cannot remember the last time I watched a movie and I picked up my phone because I will go through something time and time again.
So what series are you watching now?
What's Good Girls?
Oh, on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's good?
I watch it for the plot. The plot being the bad guy.
You watch it for the bad guy?
So hard.
Is it?
So hard.
What's his name?
His name is Manny in real life, but it's Rio in the series. He's just, something about a man that looks like a squally fork. Like, I wouldn't want to be with him, but like just... you know, just once at least. Mm-hmm. But like a neck tat.
Just are you trying to convince your boyfriend to get a neck tat?
No, no. It wouldn't look good on him. It just put me off neck tats.
And also
that's the guy.
Yeah, no.
I'm watching it for the plot.
Neck tats are for one and done.
He's a smoke show.
He is. And he talks like he smokes 40 boxes a day.
You really miss smoking, eh?
You know, there's something about a man that sounds like he needs to go. I'm like,
I miss smoking too.
That's where we are.
If anything, look, touch wood. If anything happens to my wife, I will 100% start smoking again.
Oh God, is that what it's going to take you? It's not going to take like crashing your car. Then
no. Because we put in too much work. We both used to smoke, and she stopped when she stopped like in her late 20s, and then I said I was going to stop when I turned 30. But that like got moved out to like 434 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I finally stopped. So it's like, okay, I come to this point.
I said I was going to stop at 25. And then I got drunk.
Yeah, and then the alcohol. Huh?
It's just, honestly, it is. So now I'll have a vape if I'm like working.
Oh, you vape
whatever.
Now?
Yeah, well, I have the like the air scream. Mm-hmm. I have the air scream.
It's a cloud thing.
You know,
are you the vault? Do you
no,
make the
no, it's not the vape. It's the air scream. It's that small little e-cigarette.
I don't know. I'm not cool and hip with the vape.
But it's honestly, because you can control the amount. Like you can get one with no nicotine in it. Mm. And then it's like, you know, you'll still drink and you'll want to feel like you want to smoke something. So I'll get the one with like no nicotine in it. So it still feels like I'm smoking, but psych, I'm not.
I don't think that's how it works.
Shut up, let my brain have this. Psych,
you know, what's weird for me? Like, I know people because I've never smoked, so I don't have any understanding really.
Yeah,
but I know people who could just stop when they felt like Jenna smoked socially,
yeah,
and then she just like,
but that was me. I don't, my boyfriend thinks I have an addictive personality because I'm loud and obtrusive, but I don't like, I don't crave cigarettes, I don't,
or heroin.
No, I don't.
Tuck is a different story.
No,
I don't know. That's a true test,
really, really. There was a time
that's a true test, you have to try it.
Listen, heroin wasn't for me. Heroin wasn't for me, but flaka.
Flaka.
That was a vibe.
Got you diving out of a window,
oh,
baby.
Oh, you know, I loved ripping apart a plasma and then just taking the powder.
I don't know how we got here.
I really don't know
how we got here.
It doesn't matter. It's about the journey.
Theory of everything. You know?
But yeah, I also don't have an addictive personality. Don't crave any of that shit.
Okay. But well, try some tuck and then we'll talk.
Okay. I'll have you know tuck. That the brasser. Whole different. Constantia mom does tuck.
Oh,
blood twist.
Jack.
Where's my lolly?
Where's my lol? Taking lol to a whole different meaning. Oh, gosh.
The theory of everything.
Wow.
Yeah, we out here.
You chose such a serious movie. Usually it's like it's not serious, I would say. It's actually quite delightful and heartbreaking at the same time.
It really is. Yeah. It really is exactly what life is. It is an absolute tragedy.
Trash.
In the most
life is trash, yeah.
Let me show you a picture of my life. Trash. It is a tragedy in the most beautiful way possible.
Yeah.
It is literally just the human condition.
And I mean also he doesn't actually He figures out various amazing math formula, obviously, that are still influencing life now. But the theory of everything is never, he never actually gets the answer to that.
Well, we're still looking like for that, aren't we? All of us.
Which is like...
Just get high and listen to an Alan Watts, like, voice notes or something. They don't know.
Maybe when I'm on leave, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, do some shrooms or something.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Microdose.
Bicycle brasa tip.
Do your shrooms.
Do your shrooms. I say macro dose to that motherfucker.
But the tip, the actual tip is do your shrooms while on leave.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's a whole different
not
party.
During your Zoom.
Yeah.
Can you guys see that? Can you guys see that?
Come on, me and my friends are leaving this Zoom.
Microsoft Teams is the bane of my fucking existence.
You guys hate Zoom. I fucking hate when someone tells me to download Microsoft
Teams. Bro. Shit.
Fuck this bullshit.
That fucking that ringtone already. Bang, bang, tang, 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 tang.
We're giving people PSD right now. Wait, this guy's out. People are hopefully still on leave.
Like, yo, that's my fucking ass, bro.
I also don't know. I'm like, I look at this shit and I'm like, okay, color psychology. Why'd they choose purple? They're giving purple a really bad vibe.
Yeah. And purple's such a good color.
You know, I didn't have anything against Zoom because Zoom Zoom was kind of like Skype. Like you were giving me same mad Skype
corporate
vibes.
Blue. Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, ah, okay.
They've kind ruined of, purple for you.
They fucking have.
Yeah.
I kind of compartmentalized all the blue to like cuck, to like Skype, Zoom, Facebook. Leave it all there in one app.
Yeah.
You know? Like aesthetic there in the blue app. And now we have purple. And I'm like, fuck, man.
Shit.
Bill Gates, man.
What you gonna do?
Fucking honestly, Bill Gates. My dad just tells me just carry on making email addresses in his name.
So is that what you do?
My dad, if he's like, do you want to get like, I don't know, a free subscription or whatever? I'm like, yeah, dad, because he's an IT engineer. So I'm like, yeah, dad, what do I do? He goes, just fucking make another Gmail account with Bill Gates' name. Bill.Gates@gmail.com.
Do you live with your family?
No.
Okay, you moved out.
Yeah, I did.
But
thank God.
That's where you got a lot of content, eh?
You know, I got
so
much
do you just visit just for ideas?
Yeah, they must come here and think that I like them for them. Yeah. You know? Like my sister already gets pissed off when I come to the house because I'm like, hey, hold the camera. Like she's just the voice.
You put her to work.
I do. She must work for that dollar.
Yeah. Oh, you give her a cut.
Yeah. No, bless her. I just give her advice.
The deeper you dig, the shadier it gets. She must work for that dollar. I don't pay her.
Capitalism, right? Yeah, this is fucking capitalism.
Listen, what's that? What do they call it? Intellectual property. Like, that's shit she would have had to pay for. I'm teaching her how it works.
Yeah, yeah. And your YouTube channel, how's that going?
Well, that was actually going really well. And then I took a production break. It's really stressful because, like, people don't understand that, like, I do everything. I've recently brought on one of my mates who we were best friends in high school.
Do
and
you
now
pay
we
this person?
Me. Yeah, we do. I pay him per job.
Okay.
But we are in the process of putting together a media company and employing freelance creatives because everyone needs to be a part of an agency and I'm just like, fuck that. Because then you kind of need to stop your flow and do it to someone else's flow. So I'm just like, no, I think that this is the way forward. So anyway, that's just a little plug.
You can plug whatever the fuck you
plug
want.
Away.
Plug. But anyway, so yeah.
What else you want to plug?
My TikTok, my Instagram, my YouTube channel.
Wait, shit.
We'll do that later.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so we actually like have done a bunch of stuff together. But I lost my train of thought again.
It's fine.
Where were we?
Fuck, we're in Musenberg already. We're almost at the end of the line.
My brain works so fast. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about?
You were talking about your production company that you started.
Yeah, and you don't pay your friend and you started this thing and you guys have
he
a
asked about
jobs.
Your YouTube channel.
Oh, there we go. Okay, my YouTube channel. I went on a production break because of the fact that no one knows how difficult it is when you're doing everything on your own, how much time things take. Like, I was editing all of my own stuff.
Oh, we know.
And to edit something, that's like 12 minimum hours a day. That you know that you're
insane.
Editing
that's
stuff.
What people don't understand. So
they're like, just put out the content.
We
like,
do we try and stick to funny. An hour, right? We try and stick to an hour for our shows and we might go over. Then you fucking have to edit. So now yes, your hours are your show is an hour. Now people think, oh, you just have to edit for an hour. Nah, bruh.
No.
You fucking have to cut. You go back and listen and like, shit, is that flow right? Should this
your transitions, this? Your color grading, your, all of that stuff that goes into it. I always say about 1 minute of editing is about an hour.
Editing
it's
is
ridiculous.
Anything makes movies.
It really does.
That's why the first Star Wars trilogy was so good.
Yeah.
It wasn't George Lucas.
No, exactly.
So that's why I kind of went on a production break because I'm in the process of needing to upgrade all of my equipment.
Nice.
Because my equipment actually can't withstand the amount of content that I'm putting out.
Yeah.
So I was having like nervous breakdowns because I was putting out YouTube videos every week and I just couldn't make up excuses anymore for people because they don't give a fuck. But it's like I need to tell you every time I upload my laptop crashes because it can't.
But we use a word that actually gets us out of a lot of things. We just say hearties. So hearties patates. There's no episode this week.
we don't even say hearties. We just like we just be real quiet.
Try tell.
You can try it.
Okay, but I'm gonna give you something. Try tell it at like a 12-year-old entitled white girl who goes to like insists that you can't.
It still boggles my mind that that's your fucking biggest audience.
You know.
I know.
It's them and the moms.
Yeah.
The moms, honestly, I go to the beach and they're like, oh my God,
but I'm watching on staff. I'm like, you don't even read your fucking emails, Beatrice.
Beatrice. All bitches be Beatrice.
Yeah, fucking Beatrice.
And she's all God. Beatrice until she's like, that wasn't me. That was Patricia. It's just ouch. Like, oh, but shouldn't you have been picking up your kids except you're drunk and watching my TikToks? Which is fine with me. But yeah,
it's the only way to consume
you're
the content.
You're getting drunk and in the scroll hole. Imagine. You know, that's crazy.
I've been there.
Is it?
I've been there.
End up crying and stuff.
No, away. I'm just like, have I watched this before?
Like it again.
And then I come and wish I could re-like this first.
I wanted to ask, you mentioned that you wanted to start a podcast. Did you start the podcast?
No, I wanted to start a podcast, but then all of that stuff was happening with my YouTube channel. Yeah, and then I kind of went back and I was like, okay, well, let's just push out as much content as we can. And I really do want to go back to my YouTube. Like, I literally
what
have
What would
10,
you talk about?
I, your podcast? Oh, my podcast. So it's actually quite, I think it's cool. It would be.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so so there were
elevator like, pitch quickly. Come
there
on.
There were two. We're gonna go with this. There were two. There was one based off a book about 101 essays that'll change the way you think.
Lost me at essays.
Listen, you bitch. Rather, that's why I say 101 novels. Which one you wanna read?
You lost me at the 101.
But okay. Yeah, so it's 101 essays that'll change the way you think.
Yeah.
And then kind of going into it with an anonymous voice and being like, this is what I think about this essay. Because I feel like a lot of people put out shit and it needs to be perfect or like quality all the time. And it's like, you know what? It's fine to have a wrong opinion if that means that it will stimulate another thought.
Yeah.
I was taught in business that you need to actually welcome bad ideas because those bad ideas are the ones that bring on the good ideas, which are the ones you use. Mm. So why do we want to just tell everyone that they are wrong all the time?
If
you tell
some people need to hear that.
Some people do, but also then you're going to tell, like, ideas are so like brittle that the moment you tell someone they're wrong or that you don't like it, they will never tell you an idea again.
Good.
And
this is him after asking you to please pitch me. Please pitch me your podcast.
This is the shock deck, no! Motherfucker.
So that was the one. It was just having like a thing where it's like, look, I'm not saying that this is right, but this is what my thoughts are on
it. So what's the
other one?
What
are your thoughts? The other one is kind of like a situation where you speak to industry professionals who are over the age of 30. You ask them things that they wish they knew when they were younger.
Okay.
Because I think when I was living overseas, I was in this really dark hole of like everything needed to be perfect. I needed to have a house. I needed to have a good job. I needed to be married. And if I didn't have my shit sorted out, I went into this state of I hate myself. I hate my life. I don't know if I have depression. My dad says that that's white people stuff.
It is white people stuff.
But I know that it's a real thing. So I'm like, I don't know what's happening in my life. And so I wanted to speak to people who had like, you know, gone past that I'm supposed to have it all together. Because now, you know, when you turn 30, you don't give a fuck. Mm. That's apparently what it is.
Mm. Also, you just never have shit together.
Yeah.
So
you know,
what would you ask us, for instance?
Well,
I'm
the thing
37.
Is, you guys are, 30. Well, in this situation, we're talking about film. So it's tell me, let's talk about the things you wish you knew when you were 20. But within your industry, you know, shit that you had learned. Because it's about normalizing the fact that you are never going to have your shit together, but you are still going to be fucking successful.
Yeah.
You know?
On that point, I recently, like a former colleague of mine, it was her son's 21st, and she put a book together, similar idea to what you're talking about now, where it's like, people who are older than a certain age, what advice would you give to someone just turning 21?
But I don't even want to give it to someone. I want to give it to yourself. Because, you know, someone might have had the issue. It's like, because people always get really, I want to say, like, they just get so like...
shitty.
No, not shitty, but they get so like, irritating. Okay, let me tell that too. But they get so like, I don't know. they want to tell everyone about their life story and it just doesn't come off as genuine.
Yeah.
So I don't want to fucking know what you want to tell that 21-year-old boy that you have no connection to whatsoever. I want to know what you would have told yourself because you know what you were going through. You know that you were maybe in a really dark spot in your life or that you were on drugs or that you were like doing something with your, like, you know. But if you're addressing a random person, you're just going to be like, keep it together, buddy. It's all good.
I know, because that genetic fucking shit.
I can't stand that.
Just do it, guys. Just, you know, don't be afraid. Don't listen to that. You're sick, man.
You know?
Give like actual tangible advice.
When you're in that space and you are like you're saying now, like you're suffering, you're going through shit, to just hear like it's going to be okay.
New fuck, I'll punch really in your mouth.
That's right. I hate Gary V also.
Just make the content. Fucking make the content. Okay. Why must I make the content? Because quality is relative. You're fucking relative. Get out here.
You also hate Gary V.
I'm just like, I've done what he's said. Like, I tried it. But I did it in my own, like, how it works. But I just found that it's really relative to American content. Yeah. It's 100%. Like, it's because I've tried that shit here. Not, bro. You can't just go pump out content. People will be like, check here. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, they don't like your content then. You need to... We're growing here in South Africa. We don't have agencies. We don't have, like, you know, everyone that's an influencer right now is kind of working for themselves, by themselves, that type of thing. Mm. But overseas...
You need to unionize.
You know, we do. Don't have any manager here, say that.
Get Kusatu involved in this. I mean...
You guys need to fight for your rights, man.
But I mean, it's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he says all of this shit and it's very airy-fairy to, like, everyone that does content, but it's not. Mm. He hasn't even taken a chance to like actually look into the shit that he's doing. It's only because it's working.
Yeah.
What are you going to say when your shit doesn't work? Mm. I want to know what the content creator, social media manager who's not doing well has to say.
Yeah, 100%.
Because they got some real fucking data to work off of.
That's,
you know?
Right. You can learn of other people's failures.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit. He's just working on the fact that it's worked for
and
him.
And your own. Well, the thing, affirmation.
Affirm.
You're trying not to focus
Affirm.
On too much failure because then it's the dark place.
Yeah.
And we don't want to go to the dark place.
No, the
That's the white people place. Of the, you know, you said it. I'm just going off what you said.
I didn't say it. My dad said it. We're all just out here trying to blame other people, and it's working.
So, okay, as an South African actress, what would you say is the problem with the South African film and industry?
Oh, that it's
as an actor, like the challenges.
It's a bubble right now. They don't want to welcome any new talents in. It's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's why we see the same actors on screen.
Absolutely,
all the time.
All the time. Why the fuck is Cherelle de Villiers in everything?
Because she's amazing.
Also, because she's Cherelle. Why is Barker Haynes in everything? Notice how these people are only Issy Dingo to me.
Uh-huh. No Michelle Butters or
none of that. Exactly. Barker Haynes.
Yeah.
But what I'm Robert trying to Whitehead. Say is, I've noticed that, and I've seen it within their agencies as well. As a casting director, when I was speaking to these advertising agencies from all over the world, that's what the issue is. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It is about networking. Yes, I know, but you can't really give someone the opportunity to network if you keep giving the same person another role. So I've noticed that's what it is. I also know that fucking hell. South Africans.
I also know fucking hell.
South Africans are pretty great, but at the same time, we're pretty fucking shit. Mm. A lot of people think that.
Love it. You heard it here first. South Africans are pretty great, but we're also pretty fucking shit.
Because
that's a
I've met a lot of people that just expect.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so when are you going to go and put in the work? No, but I don't need to put in the work. Sorry, what?
Yeah.
Like working on a film and then there were all these extras and they were talking about why do the main actors get a trailer? Why do we not all get treated equally? And I'm like, because they have paid out of their ass to go and train. They've been working on accents all day. They've been given a 400-page script and they know all their lines. You don't even know your fucking mark.
Yeah.
You know, you're standing there, but you're not even standing there. You're busy fucking fritting the food in the back there.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, it's like they've got this complex, like, the world owes him something. So that's what I think the problem is.
Extras. It's either 100%. Fuck you, extras.
I think that it's
now
either.
We can replace them with CGI. Oh, God.
Deep background.
Now you're reminding me of the old Brett Goldstein thing. Is he real? Remember in the last season of Ted Lasso, there was the whole thing about is Brett Goldstein a real person? Or is he fake? Like, is he CGI? Because apparently the way that his face shows up in that show, it's like, no, that's not real. It's CGI.
You know, I found out in, what's it, Stranger Things, that Finn kid can't ride a bike.
Did you catch it in the edit or something?
No, I watched an interview with the crew and they were like, the most difficult part about editing was the fact that they were always on bikes. And he can't ride a bike, so they made another kid ride a bike and they made him do the scene as if he was riding a bike and they CGI'd his face on.
And you can tell.
Would it not have been cheaper to teach him?
I don't
know. I think they did eventually. I thought the same thing.
No, but if you... he's not a fucking adult, actually. If you didn't know how to ride a bike, would you... how long do you think it would take you to learn?
Here's the thing. My dad would never have let me left the house if I didn't know how to ride a bike.
Oh. Okay.
Like, honestly, my dad will be like, no, you're going to learn.
I remember it as a very concentrated, like, two-hour session.
I don't remember that.
I remember learning to ride a bike. It wasn't more than a day.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to tell you one thing. Learning to ride a bike and learning to swim, you're going to lose a lot of trust for your parents. Yeah,
that's right.
You're going to hate them. You're going to say, fuck you, bitch. As a three-year-old, you're like, I wish I could just slide right back in there.
Whoa. Pink candy. Don't Google it.
Wow, so that is fucking aliens.
Whoa.
Good job. Fuck, the amount of times I was like, are you holding the bike? Yes.
Yeah.
Then his yes got really faint. I'm like, I screamed at the mic. Sorry.
It's okay. We'll fix it in post.
They're going to have to. Yeah. Fix it in post.
That's an hour and a half of editing.
I love fixing things.
Do you really love hearing other people say, fix it in post?
I work in an industry where I'm the client on set. And I can just say, yeah, you're nay, I don't like this, I don't like that.
Oh, he's going to take out the screen. That's what he means by fixing the post, he's cutting it out.
And now he has to cut out all of this while you talk about it.
We'll fix it. Can't you just fix it in post?
Yeah, cut it out.
They fucking hate it when I say that.
Obviously. It's a joke. Ever.
I know what they mean. Yeah. But it's fun to just have people do what you want.
Are you going to... Did you break your headphone off camera?
Oh, my God.
Because otherwise, you're going to
have to CGI.
Yeah. It's sitting in my... We just need a reference shot.
This is hysterical.
Lighting good? There we go.
You know?
I actually broke it today.
We'll fix it post. We'll fix it post-podcast.
Oh, gosh.
The theory of everything.
Yeah. We're way past that.
Yeah, we are.
No, we are way
we're
past
talking
that.
About
but it was,
everything.
I'm talking about trust.
I do thank you for that recommendation because I realized I haven't seen it because my brain, he's not so good. I was like, shit, this actually should have been a movie. That I should have seen in 24. Don't fucking judge me, dude. Okay?
You do a movie podcast.
I also do a day job. I also do
that's
things.
That's the problem. That's
I do
the
things
problem.
Of things and stuff.
Just check where husband is pitching up on this list.
That's
because
the
his wife is waiting.
That's the things and stuff. I do with my wife.
I do my wife.
That requires stretching. So that takes at least 3 hours of stretching.
Good stretching.
Yeah, for a solid 15 Five. Minutes.
Yeah.
15? 15?
Listen, when you're married for a while, 15 is...
Well,
15
the Ross I know, 5 minutes.
It's about quality. It's about drive. It's about power. If you stay hungry, we give power. Put in the work. Put in the...
Okay, The Rock. Oh, he's apparently not going by The Rock anymore.
He does look like 15 minutes, eh?
Who, The Rock? I don't think you can take much more.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The Rock will fuck you up. Like, literally.
No. He just lies.
Like,
there.
He's penis.
He bench presses.
I don't think he's lying there. I think he's like, hey, you chill.
Yeah.
Just give it 3 minutes for you.
Yeah, yeah. He'll hit you like Superman. Like, he'll come in and do his work. And you only climax like 10 minutes after.
Because
your body
effects.
Just realized, holy shit. Like, that's how The Rock does it, I assume.
You guys are associating The Rock's persona with his lovemaking.
No, but you've seen his body.
I'm thinking
also.
About that chest and those arms.
Yeah. It's like
The Rock makes love.
He does not make Dwayne love. Makes love. His name is literally The Rock. If that's not a fucking name, then I don't know what is. The Rock does not make love.
Oh,
no ways.
Okay, The Rock doesn't make love, but Dwayne.
Yeah, but Dwayne, I mean, that's a different story because then he puts on the polar neck.
And
he,
the fucking
the smoking jacket.
The fanny. And he's like, hey, baby, it's about drive. It's about power. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Plot twist. He hides the junk in the fanny
that's
pack.
Right.
You got to unzip it.
Oh, the old dick in the box thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, got you.
Oh, gosh, dick in the popcorn situation.
Yeah. That's how The Rock gets down. That's how I believe.
Yeah.
We like to figure out like how stars.
But these are facts, you know?
Yeah. How do you think Kanye West does it?
I think Kanye looks
with support.
Like, yeah. Kanye looks a little bit like
no, I think midway he'll start like critiquing you.
He looks like he just gets angry at nothing. I actually watched a thing where Kim Kardashian said that he didn't talk to her for a while because he hurt himself and he asked for a plaster and she got him a plaster and it was one of the kids' plasters with a little shark on it. And he was like, this This is what you're going to give me? He wanted an aesthetically pleasing plaster. He was like, don't we have any nude plasters? Well, he was definitely calling it a Band-Aid. But like, you know. And so he didn't talk to her for a while because he was like, I am a fashion icon. Mm-hmm. And you expect me to go outside with fucking shocks in my fingers? I would also be pissed off.
No, fuck you.
Y'all don't know me?
That guy.
Y'all don't know me?
I love him, but
God, I really do.
I love his art. I don't love him.
But also, he's kind of iconic.
He's like, iconic.
Hey, Kanye, how are you doing today? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. He like did that concert with Drake.
They had
He came out with these motorcycle boots and motorcycle gloves and like a specific jacket. And then like the next day on Amazon, all that shit was sold out.
Yeah, he's iconic.
But that is the impact that he has.
I know, but I am upset that he has that much impact for someone who is not taking his meds.
Listen, you know what what I'm getting my one friend, I'm not going to say who, for Christmas.
Say who. We name names on you.
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck Sean, you, Kanye.
Sean, I'm doing it for you. He made a tweet.
No, I'll edit that out if you want.
Sean's a big fan of the show though. So
yeah, that's true. He lives in...
down the road.
That's our main fan base. Down the road.
So we were actually chatting about it. When he was on one of his episodes, Kanye, he made a tweet that read, I don't fuck with that bitch Stormy. I low-key don't fuck with that bitch Stormy. And it's a mood. Mm. So I'm getting that framed.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it. I love that. Like, that's who Kanye West is. He's like, I'm your uncle, but fuck you. Yeah. Like, that's wow.
That resonates with you.
It really does.
Yeah. That's fucked up. You have colored uncles. So you know also. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everyone's known me from yay big. Well, you know what? Didn't you also know me from yay big?
Yeah.
Just squeezing them
girls
yays
over there.
No, but everyone's like, I've known you from when you were good.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, I don't fucking know your name.
And no, and then you go home and then your mother's like, you remember this person? And I'm like, I don't remember this person. Who the fuck are you talking to? Well, they died. I'm like, so? This means nothing.
I don't know how I got here.
We understood. My mom's always like, go hug her auntie there.
Yeah, and like, fuck her. What? She smells like mothballs. Why the fuck was I hug her?
But then the best thing is that auntie's like, do you remember me? And no, the auntie's like, I held you when you were 2 months old.
It's always the do you remember me? And you were like, no, I was the random baby lying in the back room with all the jackets and the dog.
No, footsack. I hate that shit. And it used to piss me off. Go play with other people that you fucking don't. We spoke about this before.
Yeah.
Yo, I have a lot of
still
issues.
So angry.
You must go watch the other kids play PlayStation. Just stand there. Can I have a turn? No.
You can get the car controller.
No, I just not connected also.
Not connected. Also, you were always the red profile. You were never the blue profile. The blue profile was player
red
one.
Red gets a bad rap.
They used to send me into the room where my older cousins were watching like really violent movies.
Nice.
Like, you know, like the 2 to 18.
2 shit. To 18.
And then they like sit in the corner. If it gets too violent, you close your eyes. And I'm like, oh my God, this decapitator.
This is the best day of my life.
Because I forget about you after a while. You just sit there like really quiet.
They do. Like, yeah, and then you like maybe breathe a little too loud. They're like, oh, you're still here. Mm. You know? Shit. It was always like, oh gosh, I hate it. Even now, my mom will send like the 5-year-olds to her. She'll be like, go play there with your cousins. Excuse me.
Well, she still sends you with a 5-year-old.
No, well, she'll still, you know.
Is that a dig at your height? Or?
No. Because everyone, like, they think that that's a thing with me, and I'm just like, hey.
I know. I have a short. My wife is also really short.
It's just how
And
it
she'll fuck me up, man.
No, it is. Yeah. We are the strongest.
You can jump.
I believe that.
That's what they forget. You can jump.
Jump
attack. We're also lower to the ground, so we're not scared of falling that much.
But it smells worse, though. I mean,
it really does. It's really hot down here, also. What?
The ground?
Yeah.
That's our Bicycle Brass hot tip for the week.
The ground smells like shit.
Well, it does. Yeah, but my mom will still like tell me to go and entertain like the young kids and stuff. I made a
like you're a fucking clown.
Yeah, and you know, well, that's what I am.
Like, and yeah, what I mean, like, I'm a clown who gets paid for being a clown.
You know, exactly. Don't
you
make me feel like
yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I did actually make a thing, like a PowerPoint presentation as to why I shouldn't sit at the kiddies table anymore.
Wow.
I've left.
Yeah. After the presentation.
Yeah.
So that's
who
the
was it presented to, if I may ask?
My mom, because my dad doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
My dad, honestly, I sent my dad a message before I got here, and I was like, how's it? And he said, 'Kay. Like, that doesn't even constitute a K.
But it also, it encapsulates
everything. Do you have a colored dad over the age of 50? Have you spoken to him heart to heart ever? Yeah, no? Same. And you know?
Do you ever, like, on the group chat, and then when your father actually says, like, a full sentence, but then you know it's your mother typing?
No, he doesn't. He's not ever like that. He just sends memes.
Okay. Mm.
Like, which is where I get it from. People are like, why are you so funny? And I'm like, because my dad's never told me he's proud of me. But, like, it really be like that.
Striving.
I'm really discovering things. Like, yeah. I really relate to
it
you.
It was a time. But my dad never, even to the
God,
family
this
group.
This is sad as shit.
Even to the family group, you will never get a full sentence out of that man. Mm. Never. And I actually, like, I love it for him. He is stuck to his character.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just okay. I told him once, I was like, you were meant to be the cool uncle. That's it, you know?
But like, he's your dad, so you like double win there.
You know? Yeah. I honestly, like, we held hands.
Is he your favorite?
Pray. Well, yeah, he is, because my mom's an idiot.
You heard it? No, you must have said this before.
No. You haven't heard it yet first.
Yeah. My mom's an idiot. But she knows she's an idiot. I mean, fuck her. She did typing, bro. She did typing. She wanted to be
That's
a
That's not her fault.
No, she said she liked typing.
Tuck. In Afrikaans.
Yeah, it's typing.
That's
yeah.
where the...
Full circle.
Honestly, she was like, oh, I love typing. And then she wanted to be a hairdresser. So my dad's always like, hey, Danielle, do you know what 2 + 2 is? Or do you know how to cut a hair? Like, he is just...
Wow, this is... It's funny. This went misogynistic to the for some reason from
this
you.
This is so funny because this is where the content comes from. It's like my dad is so quiet. And my mom's just like, Warren, Warren, Warren. And he's like,
okay.
Literally, my dad has perfected the aunt. My dad just goes, mm.
I know.
He doesn't say.
With inflection.
When my father's trying to watch, like, all he wants to do is watch Jason Bourne fuck somebody up.
Dad,
and this woman won't leave him alone.
My dad will get to a point where he pauses the movie and he goes, can we finish up here or what? Oh, you guys going to talk
all
movie.
Oh, shit. I'm your dad. Because, like, when I watch with my wife, like.
You heard it here first.
I'm your dad, guys.
Plot twist.
The old Star Wars.
So when I watch with my wife, she'll ask questions if she's like really into a movie. And sometimes I don't mind, but if I'm really trying to get into the movie,
bitch,
it's like, okay, we'll stop here.
That is, wow.
What would you like us to
discuss? Let's get it all now. Use your words.
No, it's so funny. So honestly, that's how I got out of the kiddies table.
Yeah.
Because my dad doesn't care.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey, dad. And he's like, what? Do you need money?
Do you see, like, your sister following in your footsteps at all? Is this not a vibe?
My sister and myself are very different. Okay. Like, I was, like, popular. She doesn't want to be.
Why is she ugly?
No, she looks exactly like me. Like, my mom's like, oh, my God, you look just like me. And she goes, no, I don't. I look like my sister. Like, that's how it is. Like, what? But, yeah, it's so...
Shame. It's
so
that beauty school energy.
Yeah. Really, shouldn't even go to beauty
school. Energy, right?
It's the typing energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, she also did graphic art. Bless her. I should have put that there as well.
What's a graphics art?
She made, like, pops and stuff.
Oh.
Like ceramics.
Uh-huh. That's not graphic.
That's
it can be.
speaking as a graphic designer. That's
no, but she. So I was like, Mom, what are you doing? And she was like, graphic art. And then I went to the bathroom.
I went to Clay Cafe.
And then I was like, who made this butterfly ceramic vase? And she was like, me in graphic art. And I was like, okay, all right.
Like, but you like them. You like
no,
your family.
No, okay.
Sure.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Late in the game. Let's establish.
No, I do.
Actually like
I love them. I love them. They're all about content. That they're where I get all my ideas from. The perfect content aspect here is we were on our way to one of my recitals and my mom was like, oh my God, Warren, look, it's a tiny boat. And my and my dad looked and he went, Danielle, it's not a tiny boat. It's just really fucking far away.
No, that didn't happen.
Oh, that's literally Zoolander's. Is that a school for ants?
That is.
Okay.
That wow. is my life.
Yo, so wow. how do we get your parents on the show?
That's honestly, I don't know if you're going to get much out of my dad.
No, but that's his job.
Yeah.
That's
we just need him for subtle.
No, no, no.
Okay. You can just say K. Yeah, but
and that's what everyone's loving. Yeah. They're loving that. They're loving the fact that he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Unless his favorite drink's rum, so he drinks straw. He'd bring straw rum to every party.
I haven't had rum in ages. Rum used to make me stink, though.
That's okay, but it does make you smell like a brewery.
Yeah.
And his is straw rum. That's his favorite.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. So
no, he's drinking to forget.
To quiet.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in therapy, but
to quiet the voices. The voices being my mom's voice in particular.
Fucking tiny boat.
It's hysterical. That's what you need. I'm telling you. Once you meet my parents, you guys won't want me anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
It's how
that's
it
actually
is.
Our that's our end game.
Yep, yeah, that is our end game.
Yeah, we're using you to get through.
This is just a segue.
Oh,
are you watching the time at all?
Oh yeah, we probably out of time.
At this point,
of course, I've been watching the time. Of course, I've been watching the time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But shit, I feel like we could fucking keep this going for a
while.
This
is so funny.
But yeah, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now you can plug shit.
Now you can plug.
Yeah. Okay, I don't really know you. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
What is happening?
We'll fix it in post.
No, but she started off with that. Well, now she's gone back to that fucking... No. Okay.
Yeah.
This works for you, though.
There it is. Yeah. Just to pretend I'm confused. Okay. But I'm not. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Go follow, go like, subscribe. On YouTube, it's a weird thing right now, so you have to press the bell so you can get notifications when I've posted stuff. I'm attempting to go into YouTube Shorts. That's like a thing now. So go and do the work. Okay? We'll even call it Admine, so it sounds fancy for you. Nice. I don't call Ackermans Ackermans anymore. It's called AC Kermans.
AC Kermans, baby.
We out here. We live in.
PEP International. You know what I mean?
Edgar's has the soft J, so it's Edges now.
Ah, Ed. That's a different website.
It's a DG.
Edges is a different. Are you sure you want
that? We be out here.
Don't Google Edges, my man.
You know, I don't have any, when people have work done, you're like, they're not fake, they're fake.
Oh, have you had work done?
No, I haven't.
No Botox, nothing?
No, I haven't.
Good. That's the color blood.
You know, it is. That's why I don't have any tattoos. I claim it's because Kim Kardashian said you don't put a bumper sticker on a Maserati, but also if I went on my daddy'd give me a hide.
Her body's she's got BBLs.
Huh?
I was
quoting the dad.
Yeah. No, my dad doesn't care about bodies, a temple. You know, he smokes like a trooper. He's out here. He's just like, don't be jat.
Well, okay. Well, if someone wanted to find us, Jody, we don't have such a long list.
We've got two places. Instagram, Bicycle Brussels Podcast. Hit us up in the DMs. Hit us up in the comments.
DMs, baby.
Follow, like, subscribe, share.
Smash that like button.
Smash. Who says that shit?
Everybody says it. Every smash fucking you. You gotta smash that like before you get into the content. God, it's so fucking aggressive. I'm not that. If you don't like it, don't like
it. It's like an old woman with an elevator.
Yeah.
It's not gonna do it anymore. If anything, don't smash it too hard because you might actually end up unliking it then.
Yeah, don't double tap on YouTube. don't double tap.
Don't double tap there by YouTube.
Yeah, double tap elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's about drive. It's about power. Thank you so much, Cassidy. It's been amazing. Go and watch The Theory of Everything if you can get your hands on it.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Yeah, I'm not gonna put all the fake websites and stuff. You guys know what they're called.
Yeah, but then also DM
Cassidy. Cassidy about she talks.
She reads her DMs.
Yeah. I do read my DMs,
but nothing sexist, racist, or rude or anything.
Mm. Yeah. Tell me your stories that you have with your color daddy. Those are always funny.
Aha, we probably
because
should.
You know what.
Open
then
a dialogue.
I can actually send me funny family things that have happened and I'll make some skits off of it.
Nice.
There we
go.
Oh
shit.
That could be cool.
Okay, I'll text you.
That's a Bicycle Brussels promise.
Awesome. So stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Save us.
Safe.
Safe, guess. You have to.
Didn't wait. Even.
Safe, Cassidy.
Safe.